大家晚上好啊！再次很高兴可以现在见到你大家。
Now, I should advise you all that our friend Kenneth Kong has volunteered to be our translator this evening. Kenneth, thank you very much.
那我今晚是会帮你们做一些翻译，从英文到中文。
Kenneth is a personal friend of mine, and he is also a servant of the Lord in the city of Singapore.
所以我跟Harold是可以算是老朋友，虽然我比他年纪还是比他小很多，我是16岁就认识他了，然后我也是在新加坡这边服侍教会。
I met him when I went to Singapore many years ago. He was a teenager at the time, and I went to his assembly, and then we went to a Bible camp together up in Malaysia.
对，所以很多年以前，Harold来到新加坡我的教会那边，他在当我们的查经营的那个讲师。 所以我当那时我就认识他了，我们在马来西亚的那个查经营。
Since then, I had the opportunity of being back in Singapore and meeting with him, but he has also come to Vancouver on one or two occasions. I can't remember, Kenneth.
Once, just once.
One. Well, it was a good one. And so anyway, we're thankful that you are going to help us tonight by the grace of God.
所以，很感谢主，还有因为上帝的恩典，Harold也有第二次他来到新加坡是，第一次是成人的查经营，第二次是青年的查经营，他在我的教会这个青年查经营当个讲师，然后还有另外一次是我来到温哥华一次。 跟他一起，还有在教会，温哥华的教会，一起交通。
So we're going to start now with a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our Bible study tonight.
所以我们现在会祷告开始，然后我们就会开始这个诗篇42跟43的查经。
Lord, we do pray that you will be with us this evening as we try to understand the truth of God and allow it to shape and mold our lives.
上帝，我们今天感谢我们可以，您由您的话语指导我们，求您让我们明白您的话语。
And so, Lord, we just pray that you'll be with us now. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在求您，跟我们一起同在，让我们明白您的话语。我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all. We're still trying to get things lined up. We're hoping that in the fall, probably in September, we're going to have a special series of meetings with Larry Price on the subject of the tabernacle.
所以我们Harold和其他的领导现在还在安排这些题目，然后秋天的时候暂时应该是。 美国另外一个弟兄会来讲那个圣幕圣帐，这个旧约里的那个 tabernacle 这些查经。
In the meantime, we're hoping that our brother Rob Brennan will give us some meetings on Friday night. But right now, tonight, I'm going to give you some studies on the subject of Psalm 42 and 43. So please take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 42 and 43.
所以剩下的夏天也会安排另外一系列的查经，不过现在暂时是每一周都不一样。所以今天我们翻开诗篇42跟43。
So we're going to start by looking at these two psalms. There is actually three movements in the two psalms.
所以为什么要这两个诗篇一起看呢？是因为他们有连贯的一些题目，所以虽然是两个诗篇，不过会有三个大的转变。
So we're going to look first of all at the introduction, verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 42.
所以开始是介绍，所以诗篇42第一跟第二节是那个介绍。
And they read, as the hart pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
所以我们一起我们读诗篇42第一节。神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
This has been the longing, this has been the prayer of everyone who trusts in Jesus from the times of the psalmist and before, right through to today. We all thirst after the living God. We want more contact with God.
所以从这个诗篇开始写的时候，或者可能之前到现在的所有相信神的人，他们都会像这个诗篇渴望还有寻求神。
And for those who have this thirst and have this longing, there is a promise that the Lord will answer that prayer.
所以就像这个渴望是从以前就有了那上帝也会回应，他会对我们的这个渴望会有所反应。
So I told you that there are three movements in these two psalms.
所以这个两个诗篇会有三个行动。
And we're going to read the conclusion of each of these three movements, all with the theme thirsting after God.
所以这个每次行动或者每次转变它有一个结尾的一个经节，所以我们会一起读这个三个结尾，而这个三个结尾都跟渴望神有关。
So here is the conclusion of the first movement. It's found in verse 5 of chapter 42.
所以第一个结尾是第五节诗篇42第五节。
The psalmist says, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
所以第五节，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
And then the conclusion of the second movement is found in verse 11.
所以然后第二个行动的结尾是在第十一节。
And you will find that it is very similar to the conclusion of the first movement.
所以如果我等一下读的时候会可以看到 这个第二结尾跟第一结尾很多相似的地方。
And so we read it, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God.
所以我们现在读诗篇42:11，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
And then the conclusion of the third movement is found in verse 5 of chapter 43.
然后第三个结尾是最后一节是诗篇43:5，诗篇43:5。
It says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God.
所以我们读第五节，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他。他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
So it's very interesting now. We've got three almost identical conclusions to each of the three movements.
所以这个比较有趣是这个三个行动或者转变的结尾都非常相似。
The psalmist was feeling disappointed. The psalmist was still thirsty. He was cast down. He says, why doesn't God help me right now?
所以诗者他有点失落他写这些结尾的时候他还是在渴望神似乎没有回答他的这个渴望。
And the answer is, don't get discouraged. Don't be disappointed. Because if you keep hoping in God, you will yet praise him for all his help.
那其实答案是要坚持不要失落，不要灰心。如果你坚持这样这个渴望神始终会回应我们这个渴望，对他的渴望。
So each of these three movements looks at the same general theme, and that is many times the circumstances of life are distressing, but God is still there. It's just that the circumstances distress us.
所以这个跟我们生活上也很相似，就是很多时候那些烦躁的东西缠绕着我们，不过神依然还在那边他随时都可以回应我们。
There's a couple of other parallels to make note of so that you are convinced that the themes are different aspects of the same theme.
这个所以我们可以看到如果等一下我们看到那个细节的时候，我们可以明白它是不同层同样的事的不同层面，还有不同的角度。
Verse 4 says, When I remember these things, I pour out my soul.
第四节说42:4 or 43:4? 42:4, line 1.
When I remember these things.
Okay. 42:4第一部分当等一下我找一下。
And then in verse 6, you get that remembrance theme again. It says, therefore will I remember you. So the theme is remember and remember. This is all about remembering.
好，因为中文的翻译在第四节最后一个部分啊，我最想最这些事，我的心极其悲伤。然后第六节啊，我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地啊，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。所以啊，是这个追想和纪念神的这个啊态度和行动行为。
Now there is a similar problem in these movements, and it goes like this. Verse 3, at the end of verse 3 in Psalm 42 is the line, where is your God?
所以这三个部分或三个行动里面哦，都有同样的问题，同样的问题。所以首先我们来看第三诗篇42第三节最后一第二行，人不住的对我说，你的神在哪里呢？你的神在哪里呢？这个就是问题，重复的问题。
And at the end of verse 10, you get that same phrase asked of the psalmist, where is your God?
然后在第十节，诗篇42第十节最后一部分也是同样的问题，你的神在哪里呢？
Do you ever find people ask you that question?
偶尔你们会听见别人问你这个问题吗？
Sometimes you say to people, I serve the Lord, He helps me. And they say, well, why isn't He helping you right now? Where is your God?
所以有时候我们相信神或者服侍神那我们说神会帮助我或者神帮过我。或有时候他们会问，你的神现在在哪里呢？现在在哪里？
And then the psalmist himself asks questions in life, and his questions relating again to the circumstances of his life. He says, I've got some difficult circumstances in my life.
然后不只是别人然后有时候施者或者我们相信神的儿女我们也会问神同样的问题因为我们目前的生活上的状况情形不得已，然后我们会问神你在哪里呢？你在哪里呢？
And so in verse 9 of chapter 42 at the end, we get the line which says, why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Why is the enemy hurting me? I'm a Christian. Why should I be oppressed?
所以我们可以看第九节最后一行施者在问我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？所以我们可能问我是相信神的我是信徒，但是为什么我目前受到这些哀痛？
And you get exactly the same line in chapter 43 and the end of verse 2.
然后诗篇43第二节最后第二行，我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？所以是跟上一个一样了。
Again he asks, why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
所以施者再次问了，为什么我受到这个欺压？因为仇敌的欺压。
So I believe the issue in these three movements in these two psalms is this, that as the Christian goes through life, there are difficulties, problems with the circumstances of his life.
所以我们看到这个两个诗篇三个部分发生同样的情形是什么呢？就是我们在生活里 整个生命里都会有不同情形或者事件会影响到我们这个生命，然后这会很多次都是这些反面的情形。
And the Christian often finds it difficult to wait in those awkward circumstances for the answer, for the blessing of God.
那我们就很多次会觉得在等神的帮助或者救赎的时候，我们会感到困扰，感到困扰。
So, the circumstances then of the psalmist are very similar to the circumstances in our lives.
Different?You mean different or the same?
Well, they're the same, yes. The same,
yeah, okay.
The same kind of circumstances, sorry, same kinds of problems we have.
所以我们可能可以跟诗者有一些同感他所面对的这些情形很多次跟我们基督徒现代的那个生活也是有同样的一些问题。
You often say, I would like God to help solve this problem now.
我们平时会讲神啊我希望你可以帮我立刻解决这个问题。
And the Christian often finds that God's timing is later, not now.
那我们可能如果信主一段时间，我们有时候会知道，很多次神的答案不是立刻或者现在，而是会要等一段时间或者延后一些时间，要等候他，等候神。
Just as you find it hard to wait, so the psalmist found it hard to wait.
那就像我们。在等的时候比较痛苦比较艰难那个诗者我们看到也是跟我们一样的经历。
And so this psalm is written to encourage us to keep on waiting.
所以这两首诗写的目的就是来鼓励我们继续等待神等候神。
Now, most of you have read the Bible quite a bit.And you have probably noticed that there is much in the Bible about the subject of war.
所以我们如果读了圣经读了一些部分或者大多部分的时候我们可能可以注意到圣经很多情形都在讲战争的情形。
And many people take exception to that. And they say, why should the Bible talk so much about war?
那有可能会有很多人会问为什么这个战争在圣经里会有那么多事件呢占了很多的很多的比例
And the answer is very simple. Life is.All about war.
那答案很简单，答案很简单，就是生命都是在战争。
The first reference we have to the subject of war in the Bible is the Garden of Eden. And the devil said, you either got to believe God or believe me. And you better believe me. And the devil and God were at war right in the beginning.
所以如果我们回到创世纪在伊甸园的时候我们就可以看到亚当跟夏娃他们要有这个很大的抉择他们到底要相信神呢或者在相信那个魔鬼的话。所以这个就是战争。
And you and I have been disappointed in the fact that in every day of our lives, there have been circumstances that were against us, and we found we were at war.
那我们可能在生活里，每天的生活里也可能有时候会很失落，因为我们得不到答案，那我们要去所谓的战争去解决那些问题。
Now is that true just of the Christian, or is it true of everybody?
那这个情景呢，是只有基督徒有呢，还是所有人都有呢？
And the answer is yes, it's true of everybody.
那答案就是所有人都有啊，所有人都有这些每天的战争啊，所谓的战争。
The Christians, are convinced that Jesus is the answer, and they trust him to bring them peace and happiness in the midst of difficult circumstances.
那我们基督徒是相信耶稣就是答案，那耶稣可以在所有的情形中带出平安跟喜乐。
But the world has the same problems, only far worse, and they still seek some solution.
那世界其他的人都有同样的问题，那他们可能那问题比我们更糟那他们也要找到这些问题的答案。
Why do people get drunk?
为什么人要醉酒呢？
Why do people go on drugs?
为什么人要吸毒呢？
Why do people lie and cheat and steal and kill?
为什么人要撒谎，又骗呢，诈骗呢，然后去抢，然后去杀呢？
Because they're having trouble in the war of life.
因为他们在这个生命的战争里有问题，有很多问题。
So life is a life of difficulty and war, and the question is, can you trust God in those difficult circumstances?
所以生命本来就是有那么多的战争跟困难跟这些战争。那问题就是我们可以在这些困难跟战争中相信神吗？
When we get to heaven, there's going to be no more war, there will be no more difficult circumstances, and we will all rejoice.
当我们最终到天堂的时候呢，那里没有战争，没有问题，没有困难，没有问题了。
And so the Christian gets excited about that, and he looks forward to going to heaven, as our repeated verse says, we hope in God.
所以我们就有这个盼望，基督徒就有这个盼望我们到了天堂就没有这些战争。那我们这个重复的which verse is that again?
Our hope is in God. Verses 5 and 11 and 5 of 43, they all say hope in God.
所以我们看到那个诗篇42第五节第十一节，我们刚才读的第五节第十一节还有第43第五节都是在总结我们应当仰望神。
The problem is that if one doesn't have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they have no hope in God, and they have no hope over the circumstances anywhere.
那问题是，如果一个人任何一个人没有相信主，或者没有把生命交托给神，那他们没有任何的这个仰望他们没有办法仰望神，因为他们不相信神，还有他们也对，没有这个到天堂的盼望。
All right, so that's sort of an introduction to our theme now. We're going to read the second movement of these three movements. We're going to read movement number two. And it is from verse 6 through 11 of Psalm 42.
好，那刚才这些之前讲的东西是我们今天的一个介绍啊，然后我们现在要读诗篇42第6到11节，这个是就是那个我们会详细的会解释啊讲。
And so for the sake of time, I'm going to get Kenneth to read verses 6 through 11 in Chinese. Those of us who speak English, we can follow it in English. But Kenneth, you read those verses for background, please.
Okay. 那我们现在会专注在这个第二个行动或第二部分。然后啊，为了省时间，我会直接读中文的。啊，所以诗篇42第6到11节。诗篇第六啊，42第6节，我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地啊，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊相应，你的波浪轰涛漫过我身。白昼，耶和华必向我示慈爱。黑夜，我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？我的敌人辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
All right, so verse number 6 then says, Oh my God, my soul is cast down. The circumstances are too heavy. I don't feel happy.
所以第六节啊，我们就可以看到我们很失落啊，诗者很失落，因为他受这个情形的欺压啊，仇敌的欺压，他感到很困难。
And then he says, therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, from the Hermonites, and from the hill Mizar.
所以他诗者就写，哦，我要从这个三个地方，那个约旦地啊，黑门岭、米撒山，纪念神，他要纪念神。
And he's picked out these three places, and the question is, why does he remember those three places?
所以他选择提到这三个地方，这个三个地方有什么特别之处呢？
And the answer is, those three places, each of them, there's plenty of water there.
好，所以简单的答案是，这三个地方都是一个水源啊，很多水在那边啊，这三个地方都有。
What's his problem? His problem is, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for God, and all I've got is these awkward circumstances.
问题是什么呢？问题是诗者很口渴啊，那这些很不得已的情形困扰着他啊，他很口渴。
He said, if I were at the Jordan, there's river flowing right there. I'd have lots of water if I were at Jordan. But my circumstances are, I'm not at Jordan. I'm thirsty.
那他的他的感觉是，他很口渴，那约旦河会有很多水啊，可以解渴啊。可是问题是他目前不在这个约旦河。
And then in the north of Israel, there was a mountain called Mount Hermon.
那在以色列的北部，这个有一个山叫黑门山。
And even in summer, there was snow on the mount, the top of Mount Hermon, and there was lots of water there. And he says, I'd like to be at Hermon, lots of water there, but where I am, I'm thirsty and the circumstances are against me.
那黑门山是即使夏天，现在夏天哦，黑门山是夏天也有雪的，所以它是高海拔的一个山。然后因为有雪也有水，所以很多在黑门山会有很多水。那那个口渴的这个施者，他就很想解渴啊。那 Are you hearing?OK, 很想解渴。然后他很渴望在黑门山，可是他目前不在黑门山，所以他无法解渴。
OK, and the hill Mizar, apparently Mizar was the peak on Mount Lebanon, and there was lots of water there.
所以最后一个地方米萨山应该是在黎巴嫩也是在一个高海拔的地方，所以那里也有很多水。
And so the Christian often says, why is somebody else's life easier than mine? Mine is hard. I prayed that the Lord would make it easier, and it hasn't happened yet.
那我们很多次，基督徒可能很多次会祷告，为什么别人的生活很像比我轻松，没有问题，这样。像诗是这样，然后我祷告，向神祷告，求神帮助我，可是目前我还是在被困扰。
And then at the end of verse 7, he says, all your waves and the billows have gone over me. The bad water that I can't drink of the ocean, that water has swamped me. Why can't I have it easier?
那我们如果看第七节。深渊与深渊相应，这个很像是在讲那个海浪啊，海上的这个水啊，不是河水可以喝对吗？或海水似乎在讲这个深渊呢，似乎在讲这个海水在盖过我的头啊，就是我们很像在淹水的情形这样。
And then verse 8, he says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song will be with me.
可是在第八节呢，又有一个转折。第八节，他还是在相信耶和华或者神在白昼会向我施慈爱，然后黑夜会赐我黑夜我要歌颂。是我生命的神。
Have you noticed that not all the circumstances are bad? And even if there are some problems, we can still smile in the daytime.
所以我们可以注意到或者我们是否刚才读的时候是否有注意到不是所有的情形是坏的不是所有的情形是坏的。所以我们在第八节可以读到在白昼的时候我们还可以称赞或者黑夜的时候可以称赞。
And so today, in the light of this, I said, Harold, Lord, it's true. I've still got lots of circumstances against me.
所以 Harold 弟兄今天也是在想一下这些情形。他说今天我可能还会有很多这些不如意的或者是困扰的情形。
But the Lord has done lots of good things for me, and I rejoice in that in the day, and I rejoice in that in the night when I awaken and realize God is still with me, He still loves me.
不过如果我想起神以前帮助我，神以前祝福我，在很多方面已经祝福了我，那我可以在白昼跟黑夜也在称赞神，因为神与我们同在。
In verse 9, he says, I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me?
那在第九节又在讲 施吃者又对神说，你为何忘记我呢？
Has God forgotten you?
神是否忘记了你呢？
No.
我们呢？
Are there still some circumstances that you would like to have resolved that aren't resolved?
你是否现在会有一些问题想解决，可是还没有被解决呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是，还有问题。
And it could be in verse number 10. It could be that some of your enemies say, well, where is your God? Why is it that you've still got some problems? You shouldn't have any problems. If God's your God, why do you have problems?
那我们有一些人，我们其中也有可能是这样，像第十节形容的啊，那些敌人在辱骂我们，说你相信神吗？为什么神不帮助你呢？你的神在哪里呢？
And the answer, of course, is in verse 11, which says, you keep hoping in God, and you will yet praise him for all he does for you.
那答案在哪里？答案在第十一节。答案在十一节。如果我们继续向神仰望，他会帮我们，他会帮我们。
All right, so that's the thing. And it's in phase 2, phase 1, phase 3. Each of these movements, that is the theme.
所以这个就是主题啊。我们不只是在这个第二部分啊，第一部分、第三部分我们也看到这个同样的主题，就是虽然有这个问题，可是施者继续仰望神。
So I want to give you a little more background now.To help you understand what this is all about.
那现在 Harold 弟兄会继续介绍一些背景，让我们更好的了解这个诗篇。
I'm not sure what it says in your Bible, but I want you to go to the very, very top of verse, of chapter 42. What do you read at the very top of chapter 42?
他不知道我们圣经里会不会有这个上面的标题，就是在诗篇42上面会有一个title 标题在那边，就是在第一节之前。
Alright, so I'm going to ask you, somebody please answer the question, what is at the very top of chapter 42?
那谁想分享呢？帮我们问答案给我们那个答案就是读出来你的圣经里面诗篇41上面好姐妹。
Somebody, what's at the top? Yes, somebody's prepared to answer. What's at the top?
Yearning for God.
What's at the top of that?
第一节之前on top of verse 1, the title.
Book 42 to 72.
What's on top of to the chief musician Maskell for the sons of Korah? What's on top of that, Carl?
Yearning for God.
What's on top of that?
Book 2.
Oh!
Chapters 42 to 72.
Book 2.
Yes.
What's book 2, Carl?
Second book of the book of Psalms. Psalms is divided into 5 sections, isn't it?
Okay.
Harold, maybe I translate this part first. 所以 Carl 的答案是他看到他的圣经里是在讲这个诗篇42到诗篇72是这个诗篇卷二第二卷诗篇第二卷，所以他们在收集这些150个诗篇嘛 ,150 诗篇在收集的过程当中那个以色列人他们是有排列的，他们有目的的，就像我们那个现在还有那个 最流行的排行榜，对吗？那这个排行榜一直在转变，可是这个以色列人他们在排这个诗篇的时候，他们有目的的去排这个诗篇，所以诗篇42是就是这个诗篇第二卷，总共有五卷，150诗篇有五卷，那这个诗篇第二卷是就是从诗篇42到72啊，所以靠只看到这个部分。那Carol, do you want me to ask them for the other answer you're looking for?
No, that's good. I'll go on from here. You did a good job.
Okay, now 我们继续.
Here's the question, or here's the point. This is book two in the Psalms.
所以我们要记住这一点，就是这是诗篇第二卷。
So in our Bibles, the book of Psalms begins in chapter 1 and goes all the way to chapter 150.
对，所以就像刚才我说的我们的圣经里平时这个诗篇是直接从第一诗篇到第150诗篇。
But in the Hebrew Bible, the book of Psalms is divided into 5 parts.
所以如果以色列现在还是一样的，以色列的圣经啊，他们的旧约，这个诗篇是五卷书。
And the Bible students have told us that each of those 5 parts of the books of Psalms relates to the 5 parts of the Pentateuch that Moses wrote.
那这些圣经的学者，圣经研究圣经的学者，他们可以看到这个诗篇的五卷书，它对应这个摩西五书，就是创世纪到那个申命记。
So what are the 5 parts of the Pentateuch?
那你们记得这个摩西五书是哪五书呢？
And they are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the 5 books that Moses wrote.
对，所以是这个五书是创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记，还有申命记。
So what is the second book in the Pentateuch?
那第二摩西五书的第二卷书是哪一本呢？
It's the book of Exodus, isn't it?
Exodus.
对，所以是出埃及记，对吗？
And so the Bible students point out that the second book of Psalms is very like the book of Exodus. The two are related to one another in content.
所以如果我们那个内容做一个比较，我们可以看到这个诗篇第二卷跟出埃及记有很多相似的那个内容。
So, how then does the book of Exodus begin?
好，那我们试着想一想出埃及记是怎么开始的呢？
And you remember, the book of Exodus begins with the children of Israel, slaves in Egypt, and Moses is sent to them to deliver them. They come out of Egypt and they go off to the wilderness to meet God at Horeb.
所以出埃及记简单的内容是什么呢？出埃及记简单的内容是以色列人在埃及做奴隶，他们是在埃及当奴隶，然后摩西是神神派摩西到拯救他们从埃及出来，然后他们被拯救出来是在那个旷野行走。
And remember now that theStory of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt is given to us because it is very similar to your story. When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you come out into a promised land.
所以出埃及记的故事跟我们的故事也很像，就是我们从罪走出来，从被拯救出来，然后我们可以走到应许之地，应许之地是天堂吧。
And you will learn very much in your Christian life just to remember that parallel, as was Israel following Moses to the promised land. So you and I are following Jesus to the promised land.
对，那如果我们有一个对比，很像一个平行的一个过程。很像个平行的过程，就像摩西领那些以色列人从埃及到那个迦南地，迦南神应许的地。如果我们把这个对应跟耶稣拯救了我们，然后在我们的生命带我们走过这个生命，然后最终到这个天堂。 如果我们把这两个对应起来，我们可以学到我们基督徒生活的很多课程。
Now when Moses said to the children of Israel, when they were slaves in Egypt, he said to them, listen, I want you to put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel, because we're going to go the next day, we're going to start heading out to the promised land.
所以他们在出埃及之前呢，那前几晚，摩西有吩咐他们要把那个羔羊的血或者动物的血，献祭的血涂在那门槛上。
What kind of land did he promise them?
那摩西或者神通过摩西应许给以色列人什么样的地呢？
It was a land that flowed with milk and honey.
是一个充满奶与蜜的地。
How long do you think the children of Israel thought it would take to get from Egypt to the land of milk and honey? How long do you think they thought it would take?
你们觉得猜想一下，以色列人当时会以为会花多少时间从埃及到迦南地呢？ 这个充满奶与蜜的地，
It wasn't that far away. And so I think that they probably thought after they left Egypt, they'd be in the promised land in a few weeks or at least a few months.
所以其实那个距离不是那么远，所以可能几个星期或者几个月就应该到了。And
you'll remember that after about 3 months, they finally got to the place called Horeb or Mount Sinai.
所以如果我们有一些人比较熟悉的是，我们知道他们 花了三个月就到那个西奈山。How
long did they spend there?
他们在西奈山待了多久呢？
9 or 10 months, maybe a year, I'm not sure, but they spent at least 9 months there.
差不多九个月到一年的时间，他们就待在这个山。Why
did they spend all that time at Sinai?
为什么在西奈山要花那么多时间呢？
Because they had to build a tabernacle so that God could dwell among them. That was the whole objective. Stay here long enough till you have a tabernacle so God can move with you.
所以最主要的目的就是他们 留在西奈山是要建那个圣墓圣帐，然后过后这个圣帐代表着神，然后会跟他们一起同行。
Why did they need to have the tabernacle? Because if they were to go to the land of Canaan right away, it wouldn't be a land of milk and honey unless God was with them.
为什么需要这个圣帐或者圣墓呢？所以如果他们没有这个圣帐或者圣墓然后来到那个如果没有神跟他们一起同行，然后他们来到迦南地，那迦南地不会是一个充满奶与蜜 的地。
And I think some of them said, we would rather be in the land of milk and honey than sitting here at the foot of Mount Sinai. We don't have milk and honey. All we've got is water and manna. And we would rather get to the land of milk and honey. Moses, can we go now?
那Harold 弟兄想象他们可能在留在西奈山那个九个月到一年的时候，他们会在想我要立刻进入到这个奶与蜜的地方，我不要在这个旷野为什么不可以现在就进入呢？然后我不要继续在这个旷野只有水跟那个玛纳，就是当时那个像面包的一个神提供的给他们吃的。
I think they said, we don't like these present circumstances. We would rather have our thirst quenched. We would rather be in the land of milk and honey. We're thirsty. We want to get to the land of milk and honey.
所以我们可以继续想象他们在想，我要立刻就享受到这个奶与蜜，我现在很口渴。我不只要这个水我现在很口渴，我现在立刻就要到这个奶与蜜的地方。
Why didn't God lead them immediately? Because they had to make sure that when they went, God went with them. They needed God with them.
为什么神不立刻带他们进入呢？还有分享的是神要跟在那个圣帐里面跟他们一起同行，一起带到他们到那个迦南地。
Why doesn't God solve all your circumstances right now?
为什么神不会现在就解决你所有的问题呢？
Because he wants you to thirst after him, so that he will be with you. You could go to heaven right now, but you need God to be with you. He could take all your circumstances that you don't like away, but you need God with you.
因为神要教我们渴慕他然后重要的是我们要明白神与我们同在，所以神不会立刻解决我们所有的问题，然后立刻带我们去天堂。
All right, so that's the delightful parallel to what we have in Psalm 42 and 43.
所以我们可以看到这个诗篇42跟43跟我们基督徒生活跟那个出埃及记的那个内容有很美好的一个对应，跟一个很像是平行线这样。
God will lead you and he'll take you to where you want to go. You just be patient. You keep thirsting for him and he will ultimately satisfy.
那我们要继续渴慕神，然后他始终会给我们很满意的答案答复。那我们要继续跟神一起同行。
So in movement number two, you get the amazing line, in verse 9 it says, in verse 10 it says, where is thy God? The enemies are asking, where is your God?
那我们再一次回看这个诗篇42第10节， 那个敌人在问我们，你的神在哪里呢？
In movement number one, it's even a little more difficult because the people who ask, where is your God? In verse three, are the people who actually went to church, went to meetings of the people of God with the Christians. And it was probably Christians saying, how come you got those problems? Where is your God?
那刚才我们读的是第二部分，是仇敌问我们这个问题。可是如果我们看第一部分在诗篇42第三节的时候啊，似乎是那些跟我们一起朝见之前跟我们一起朝见神的所谓基督徒他们在教会里面，可是他们也同样问我们，你的神在哪里呢？
So movement number one, where is your God? All these circumstances are against you, where is your God?
所以第一部分似乎是比较糟然后因为是所谓相信神的人问我们这个问题，然后这个他们会问我们，你的神在哪里？
Movement number two, the enemies saying, all these circumstances are against you, where's your God?
那第二部分那些不如意的情形都困扰着我们，那敌人就在问，你的神在哪里呢？
And now movement number three, the answer, how to get to God?
然后第三部分那个答案是如何可以达到如何可以到神那里如何可以到神那里。
So I'm going to read the first two verses for you to prepare the way for the answer.
所以我们现在读诗篇43第一跟第二节，然后让我们准备接受这个答案。
And it says, judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceit and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
所以我们现在读诗篇43第一节第二节。神啊，求你伸我的冤。向不虔诚的国为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人，因为你是赐我力量的神，为何丢弃我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
And then in verses 3 and 4, we've got the step by step answer to all of these problems.
那第三、第四节，我们会有解决问题的具体步骤具体步骤。
Verse 3 says, this is the prayer of the psalmist. He says, oh, send out your light and your truth and let them lead me.
所以第三节我们看到诗者的祷告求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我。
What does the Christian do when the circumstances are against him and he's thirsting for the solution? Answer, he goes to where he's going to find the light and the truth of God.
那在基督徒面对这些问题困扰的时候，他如何可以找到那个答案呢？他要寻求神的亮光和真实。神的亮光和真实。
Where do we find that?
那我们哪里可以找到这个亮光和真实呢？
In the Bible.
在圣经里。
And the difficulties of life are allowed by God in order to encourage us to spend more time looking at the Bible for the answers of life.
所以我们生命里的困难是神允许让我们 在从圣经里继续找那个答案。
He says, let the truth and the light of your Bible lead me. That's verse 3. Let them lead me.
所以我们要在生命里要在要让神的亮光和真实引导我们引导我们。
And then if they lead us, where are they going to lead us?
那如果这个神的真实和亮光引导我们会引导我们到哪里呢
Going to lead us to four things. Number one, let them bring me to thy holy hill. Number two, to thy tabernacles. Number three, then will I go to the altar of God. Number four, I'll go to God my exceeding joy. Four positions to which the light and the truth of God will lead us.
那神的亮光和真实会带我们到四个地点啊，四个地方啊。第一，我们继续看第三、第四节啊。第一是带到我们到圣山，第二带我们到神的居所啊，第三带到我们到神的祭坛。然后最终是带到我们最喜乐的神那里。
And each of these four positions is getting us closer and closer and closer to God.
然后这如果我们可以看到这个很像一个路线啊，带我们越来越接近神，这个四个位置带我们越来越靠近神。
If you were in the city of Jerusalem in the days when the Psalms were written, if you were there, you would say, I am going to go to God.
如果我们在耶路撒冷旧的耶路撒冷在当圣殿在耶路撒冷的时候如果我们走在耶路撒冷街上我们向着这个这个去那个圣殿的时候。
And so the first thing you would do would be, you would go to the hill of God. And it was interesting, the temple was built, the tabernacle was on the hill of God. You'd go first to the hill of God.
所以我们如果从耶路撒冷如果我们进了耶路撒冷，我们首先要走向那个圣山。圣山就是在圣殿建在那个圣山上。
And the hill of God was always where the headquarters of the administration of the people of God, the administration of the city of Jerusalem was. It was all on the hill of God.
所以这个圣山是耶路撒冷的行政中心。行政中心。
So, in our parallel, we say, I want the Lord. I want His help in my circumstances. I am going to go first to the hill of God. I will submit myself to His administration.
所以首先如果我们这个平行的那个路线啊，首先我们要如果要解决问题，我们要寻求神啊，我们首先要走到这个圣山，就是在神的行政下，神的行政下。
Have you done that?
我们是否做了这一步呢？走了这一步呢？
You say now, Lord, I'm not sure what to do in life, and I don't know where to go, and I don't know how. I choose to submit myself to the administration of the Bible, I choose to obey you in everything.
那我们可以问神我在生命里我不知道怎么决定一些事，或者我的生命方向我不知道应该走到哪里。那我们可以向神祷告或者问他我虽然不知道，可是我愿意服从你，跟随你，还有在我愿意把生命交 活在你的行政下，活在你的行政下。
That is the first level of our response. We say, I'm thirsty for God. I need His help. The first thing, Lord, I will submit myself to the administration of the Bible. I will do what the Bible says.
那第一步就是我对神说，我愿意活出圣经的真理，我要把生命在交托在你的行政下，你的管辖下。
And then as you go to this hill of God, you'll find on the top of the hill of God is the tabernacle, the temple of God. So you go first to the hill of God and then to the tabernacles of God.
那如果我们走到圣山，靠近圣山，我们就会看到神的居所在那里。
And that is where the service of God takes place.
那居所发生什么事？居所神的居所会有这个服侍神的那个祭司，服侍神的人在那边。
Have you submitted yourself to the administration of God? Have you submitted yourself to the service of God?
那我们现在已经服从神的行，在活在神的行政下，管辖下，而且我们现在是否已经服从在神的侍奉下？
And each of us say, well, Lord, I would like to help you. I would like to serve you. I would like to obey somehow. Is there something that I could do for you?
那我们可能可以问神，我现在愿意做你的工作，愿意侍奉神，那我可以为你做什么呢？
Many years ago, I used to ask that question often as I would go to a meeting in the assembly.
很多年前 ,Harold 弟兄他在去聚会的时候，这个教堂的聚会的时候，他会问同样的问题，他如何可以做神的工。
And I would often say, what I'm going to do is, I don't have any official position at this meeting, but what I will do is I will sit at the back so that I can see the people, and then I will pray for them, and after the meeting is over, if there's somebody that I should talk to, I'll pray that you'll help me to talk to him. I can maybe befriend him. I can maybe encourage him.
那 Harold 弟兄他以前是这样想了，他到聚会的时候，他可能没有具体的一个责任，他没有什么公共的责任，可是他对神说：“神啊，我会坐在后面那我在坐在后面的时候是会坐在我前面的所有，他可以坐在后面可以看到所有人，所以他会为每个人祷告，所以他。”在那个聚会结束之后，他如果神让有一些人跟他有交谈啊或者什么，他祷告神让有这些好的交谈，那他可以分享神的真理跟神的话给他们。
So back to verse 3 again, it says, send out your light and your truth, that's in the Bible, let them lead me,And then let me go to the administration of God, the obedience to God, and then let me go to the service of God. That's the logic flow.
所以我们如果回到第三节第一部分是那个神的亮光和真实带引领我们引导我们就会很自然的走到圣山，然后再走到居所，就是神的行政还有神的工作跟侍奉下。
And then verse 4 says, then will I go to the altar of God.
然后我们继续走，就会走到第四节神的祭坛，神的祭坛。
in the tabernacle of God, in the center of the tabernacle were the two altars, the altar of sacrifice and the altar of incense. And they are more than just the administration of God, and they're more than the service of God. They are the worship of God.
所以我们走到神的祭坛是什么呢? 神的祭坛就代表着祭拜神。 然后因为神的祭坛其实在圣墓里或者居所里面有两个主要的祭坛。 第一个就是把所有的牛羊献祭给神的那个祭坛。 另外一个祭坛是献上那个焚香，我不知道，Roy 弟兄是不是用这个，很久没有翻译这个 altar of incense, altar of incense. Yeah.
The altar of incense, that's right. The altar of sacrifice and the altar of incense.
对，所以这个就代表着这个对神的敬拜。
Okay, so. We go to the hill for the administration of obedience. We go to the tabernacle for service. We go to the altar for worship. And then on the other side of the altar, at the end of verse, or sorry, the beginning of verse 4, middle of verse 4, unto God my exceeding joy. God is just on the other side of the altar of worship.
That's 这个我们最喜乐的神在哪里呢? 我们最喜乐的神在这个焚香的祭坛对面。就是我们一过了这个焚香的祭坛,我们就会到神最喜乐的神那里。Where
do you find God?
那我们如何或者在哪里可以找到神呢?
On the other side of obedience and service. And worship, you find God.
那我们要首先要顺从服从神，然后侍奉神，然后敬拜神。过后，我们就会找到这个最喜乐的神，他在这个焚香祭坛的对面。And
what does verse 4 say? It says we don't just find God. It says we go unto God who is our exceeding joy.
然后第四节到在讲什么呢? 第四节也讲，也有提到，我们不只是找到神，我们还会找到我们最喜乐的神。And
what happens when you find God, your exceeding joy?
那我们找到最喜乐的神，我们会做什么呢?
You probably say the circumstances aren't that bad after all.
那我可能会发现，如果我们最终走到这里呢，我们会发现，情形没有那么糟糕，其实。God
will solve my problems. If he does it today, that's good. If he doesn't do it till next year or next decade, that's all right. Because I found God my exceeding joy.
我们神可能今天可以帮我们解决问题，可能明天，可能明年，可能十年以后，可是那个时间没有那么重要，因为我们现在已经找到最喜乐的神了。What
happened to the children of Israel?
以色列人最终有什么结局呢?
They had God with them when they left Sinai and headed off to Kadesh Barnea. They took the tabernacle of God with them.
他们从西奈山跟神同行，神与他们同行到那个以色列的南部。
But instead of believing God, like our verses say, hope thou in God. Instead of hoping in God, they said, we can't go in there. We'll be killed. We can't go in and fight.
那他们没有到了南部要进迦南地的时候，他们反而不相信神。然后他们说，我没有办法进到这个迦南地。
They didn't hope in God.
他们没有仰望神。
They wouldn't hope in God.
他们不想仰望神。
They spent another 38 years in the wilderness.
他们花了多38年在旷野里。
How sad.
多悲哀啊。
All right, so what do we say?
那我们应该如何应该说什么呢？应该
we say, Lord, I want to hope in God. I'm just going to keep hoping in God. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to worship you. And by the grace of God, I'm going to let you love me. And I'm going to be happy in Jesus.
那在如果靠神的恩典，我们应该说神啊，我愿意服从你，我愿意侍奉你，我愿意敬拜你。那做了这些事，我们会找到最喜乐的神啊，我们最喜乐的神。
All right, well, that's our Bible study for this evening, and I want to thank you all for being here and for being patient with me as I tried to explain this.
好，所以我们现在结束，然后很感谢你们所有的到来，还有感谢你们对我们有耐心，因为要解释这些也要花蛮长的时间。
And I want to thank Kenneth for translating for us and putting up with the awkwardness of my phrasing and the other problems.
也很感恩我可以一起参加和翻译给你们。也有一些地方我很久没有翻译了，所以我有一些地方要停一下。还有一些地方Harold 可能讲的比较长，然后我有一些部分也忘了一些所以可是我相信你们已经听到了重点了。
Let's pray and praise the Lord for His goodness to us and these wonderful promises that we can hope in God, we can continue to hope in God because He's going to help us.
再次感谢神啊，我们听到他的话语，我们可以仰望神，继续仰望神。还有我们现在要结束祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for the promises of God in the Bible.
神啊，我们感谢您在圣经里给我们那么多的应许。
And Lord, we're thankful that even though Israel, resisted God, He still took them eventually into the promised land of all the milk and honey, and we're thankful that you will do that for us as well.
我们也感谢您，虽然以色列人，开始不相信你，可是最终，通过您的恩典，我们感谢他们最终有进到那个充满奶与蜜的地。
But Lord, we pray that you will help us obey you and trust you and hope in you as the psalmist encouraged us all to do.
那神啊，我们求您让我们可以顺从你，可以侍奉您，可以敬拜您，就像这个诗篇形容的。
And we give thanks in all of this, asking your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们再次感谢继续希望您祝福我们。
And we say amen.
奉主耶稣名祷告，阿们。
Amen. So,